Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, blessings, and eternal happiness, everyone. I hope you all are enjoying your weekend so far. You're listening to the Spoken Word Entertainment Show with your host, Yakina, the Compassionate and Merciful. We have a very, very exciting show for you guys on today. So you guys definitely do not want to miss it. We have Noah. We talked about him. The last several weeks we've been promoting Noah, who is a terrific, very, very, very inspirational poet, spoken word artist, amongst others. We will be having Mark Wanzer, as well as Mark Woods, and we'll have our friend Bill as well on our show. He's been our featured guest before, Mr. Bill Peters. So we are looking forward to a very, very great show. We'll be back after the break, and we'll have Noah on the first part of this hour. The call-in number for today's show is area code 347-857-1587. It's, again, 347-857-1587. If you are an artist and you'd like to audition for us, give us a call. We'd love to hear your poetry, your spoken word, your prose, your music. And if you have any of your music or lyrics in MP3 format, definitely send that to us. Email it to us at yakinon@spokenwordentertainment.com. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Here's Earthology, is a sample CD from Floyd Boykin. And then we'll have some more music from our future guests on today's show. Thank you so much. Be blessed.
She could be my wife. I mean, honestly, her intellect runs concurrently with my heart, while images of her profile burns expeditiously with my psyche. She is brave and courageous, and she speaks her mind unapologetically, and to experience her mind is like caressing gold mines, not minded by Africans, but nursed by them. She speaks poetry unconsciously, but when she is conscious of it, sycamore trees bleed life with no remembrance of strife.
I live in a fantasy world where fools rise in love and women desire to be treated right, where brothers respect themselves as well as their sisters, where money is not an issue or status or the deciding factor of someone's character. I live in a fantasy world where whites openly love blacks, and blacks openly love blacks, and blacks act like there's something to live for. I live in a fantasy world where marriage is the ultimate commitment that brings joy. Children grow up with both of their parents, wives are not battered, and little kids do not live with the memories of their mothers being abused by their fathers. I live in a
like the moon. We are the natural satellite that watches over the earth, intellectual security over the first world. We hurl our words, concepts, and ideologies like javelins in the Olympic Games. Refrain from negative activities, yet imperfect, made in the image of God but corrupted by the hands of man, able to withstand the worst. Metaphorically, I walk through city streets, intellectually packed with verbal heat. I know ancient Japanese haiku technique, knock you out with 17 syllables. Some poets be working the hate night shift, try to tax me, but they find out that I'm not billable. Lips sealable, but not my spiritual ink. Poems seep out of my mouth, bounces off of a nearby wall onto a pedestrian. Transference of energy, poetic ventriloquist. I keep my dictionary next to me as if it were part of my anatomy. In the small of my back, keep my attitudes and my actions for your elevation. Restoration of the concept that it takes a village to raise a child. Foul play has been implemented into our communities, so the children run wild while the parents hide in exile. Come out from your safe houses and become warriors for the future of our children. I'll build you a world that involves integrity, respect, and honor, so you can't help but to realize your potential and your power. So I'll build you a world.
Give me a world where we truly are free, and give me a world where there's no problem. that was a sampler, Herbology, is the name of that album, by Floyd Boykins, who's an artist originally from St. Louis, Missouri. We'll have some more music for you guys in just a few moments. Again, you're listening to Spoken Word Entertainment here on our BTR radio show. Artists are asked to call in to recite their poetry, spoken word, prose, at area code 347-857-1587. 347-857-1587. If you wish to call in to our show, press the number 1 if you'd like to have your voice heard. Otherwise, we will assume that you're just calling to listen to the show today. Today's show is open for open mic. Again, you can recite your poetry, songs, and so on, a cappella. It's a very, very family type of show. Very clean. We don't do all of the profanity and degrading lyrics that we're so accustomed to hearing. So, you know, with that said, that's going to be a call. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love to hear your words of inspiration. Here's Emperor and the I read. And, yeah.
I didn't know there'd be troubles along the way.
Nobody told me nothing.
Nobody told me nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yo. Is that Anthony Hamilton?
Yeah.
Of course we got Nelly in here.
I
beat the young brother. Hey, yo, Nelly. They were saying I was too black for you. They couldn't even see this coming. Struggle, recognize struggle. You know the science. Spit the jewels, girl.
I went through 8 different schools, 12 different years, 30 different teachers, over 10,000 different peers. And I done fallen everyone, been suspended every time. Besides a few of felonies, and committed dirty crimes. But never bragging on this, want you to see me where I've been. I'm never proud of it, I don't have to go back there again. And I used to go like house to house, sleeping on couch to couch. Walk around sticking out my hands, looking for a handout. Only thing I handed out was more bills. Only thing pulled me out was my will. God told me that something don't chill. Determined to make use of one of these skills. Ain't no data go beat the block. Ain't no way you can beat the cop. Ain't no way I can beat the clock. Just a matter of time. Shut down your shop.
Go.
When you stay up day and night, living this way of life. I was young and restless. All my children came and then I had a guy in life. No more than sitting, man. Sitting and waiting and thinking somebody coming to take me up off the streets. But now I knew.
Nobody told me that the road would be dead. Yeah, I don't believe I made it this far. My whole life, man, I've been working so hard.
I know a few that did, but a bunch that ain't. Same folks showing up in swarms, waiting for me to go home. Wanna see that leap perform? What was this support before? I became this household name. I was playing them little league games. Nobody cared if I go 0-3. Nobody out here root for me and my mama. More than me and everything. Why she get everything? Some people got the nerve to ask. Y'all kiss my ass, and that's my mom. That's just in my health. In the game, be solved with wealth. Give anything that I have just to see your imperfect health. Now we out here complaining. I got work to do. How bad you think you got it? Somebody else got it worse than you. I done had them down and nothing. Don't plan on coming back down. Don't plan on leaving her no time soon. Why I got too comfortable now? Wouldn't have no knowledge of wealth. Without no knowledge of self. And I'ma keep walking this road. My mind, body, and soul, I know.
Da, 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 da. I do this for pop. In my mind, the experiencing an experience. My life is so simple, it seems mysterious. I live a simple life, so others can simply live. They lied when they said a woman came for my real. So let's go with that. Let the ribcage protect the heart and lungs. Like Jehovah, I witnessed mama making meals from crumbs. The least I can do is provide and protect her. The way she protected me in the WOMB. Woo.
doctor, nurse, and first friend. You know who your mama is, believe who your daddy is. This makes emperor one of the happiest. I live revolution, breathe revolution. Revolution is the only solution, gorilla. Look.
Nobody told me that the road would be
show. Our special, one of our special featured guests at the top of this hour is Noah. We've been promoting him and talking about him for the last several weeks, so it's good to have him in the house. Noah is in the house, so I want to say peace, blessings, and eternal happiness to him. Peace, blessings, and eternal happiness to all of our artists and guests on today's show. See that we have a caller on the line, area code 757. I'll open up your phone line in just a few moments, so just bear with me. Again, guys, we are in for a great show. Noah's going to bless the mic, or should I say the phone line. And you guys are going to really enjoy today's show. So, you know, those of you that are here so far, those of you that are on your way to listen to the show or to join the chat room, please do so. Again, I want to reiterate that the phone line number for today is 347-857-1587, 347-857-1587. And give us a call. The phone lines are open and available for you guys to call in. We love to hear your thoughts. We love to hear your poetry. We love to hear your spoken word, your inspiration. If you are an author or artist, definitely call in. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Again, a few house rules. We don't promote profanity, eroticism, or degrading lyrics and music on our show. Other than that, we are good to go. So we'll be back with more spoken word entertainment. I'm going to go to our caller in just a few moments. Just want to kind of give you guys a brief overview of introductory of today's show. Just a little pertinent information about Noah. Those of you that do not know, Noah is a phenomenal artist. Just a brief bio piece. Lummi Knife Dynasty Records, born Kamondi Patterson on September 6th in Brooklyn, New York. His family also migrated to Hampton, Virginia in his younger years. He graduated from Forbes High School and been totally consumed with the culture of hip-hop. He says that I began performing and leaving crowds intrigued, flooding their feelings with emotions, simultaneously soothing souls with smiles and messaging mentals with metaphors. So that's just a little bit about Noah. Some of his accomplishments includes first and second round nominee in the 45th Grammy Best Male Rap Solo. No One is the name of that piece. Performance round nominee in the 46th Grammy Best Rap Collaboration. I Remember Noah song. No One debuted number 3 in Australia radio. No One hit number 1 in Australia and stays in the top 10 charts for 9 straight weeks. Logged over 11,000 spins on European radio. So the brother is all over. You can reach this brother. Music is available at MySpace, www.reverbnation.com/Noah. That's KNOWANOAH. And then www.myspace.com/Ninth Dynasty. So the brother's been doing his thing. I mean, this brother's like known internationally, globally, man. And so I'm real excited about having him on our show today. So with no further ado, we are going to the phone lines. We're going to open up the first caller on the line. That's Erico 757. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Welcome to Spoken Word Entertainment Show.
Hey, what's going on? It's Noah.
Peace and blessings, my brother.
How you doing, man?
It's good to have you on, brother.
Thank you.
It's
good
great,
to be
man.
Here.
How's the weekend been so far for you?
Lazy. I just laid back, relaxed. I needed this time.
We all do, man.
Yeah.
I see you've been making moves all over, man, doing your thing. You know, this is just the beginning. So, you know, tell us a little bit about Noah before we get off into the piece, because I'm definitely going to have you spit some of your pieces live, man, you know, for us. So you guys are listening to the Spoken Word Entertainment Show. If you're here for the first time, you're going to be blessed. You're going to hear Noah firsthand. And we're going to do it live like that. So tell us a little bit about Noah, man. You know, we kind of covered some of the bases, some of your promo stuff. Tell us what's your inspiration behind your writing or what has inspired you, how long you've been writing, man, and what message you have for our youth.
Okay. Well, basically I've been writing for, I'm going to say professionally for 10 years, but I've been writing for around 16 years.
Okay.
I have a love for words, the way they come together, the way they can come together. I also have a love for my people. Like right now, I feel like everything that's given to them is designed to make them dumb down. I don't hear a lot of music with substance. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of conscious individuals out there. There are a lot of individuals out there that really takes time to construct their lyrics, to put together something thoughtful, something meaningful, something with substance. But that's not where the big money is spent behind. The big money for marketing and promotion are not spent on those type of artists, because those type of artists actually have a message, and that message could create a new situation. And I don't think a new situation is wanted. I think we're supposed to be the state dumbed down. We're supposed to just keep dancing and talking about sex, drugs, and things that have no productive value to us. Things that can't possibly create a better situation for us. You know, unless penitentiary or death is a better situation than what you're currently living in, because that's the only thing that I'm seeing, death and destruction. So, I like to give life. My words are life. I like to think that they give life, that they can influence. I'm basically hope for the hopeless, man. I've been in a lot of the situations that a lot of these dudes is talking about. I actually been through those situations firsthand. But I don't speak on any of that to glorify it, because it's not nothing that needs to be glorified. I mean, I was misled. Just because you were misled don't mean you have to mislead others. So
that's right. That's right. When you know better, you do better. Are you supposed to?
Right. Right. So what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to give people some something with substance, you know, some good lyrics. You know that's what I'm about.
And that's key, man. We need that, because it's therapeutic. It's therapeutic, man. And that's what spoken word entertainment is about, man. I can't stress that enough. It's like, you know, on our show, yeah, we respect all the artists that come on and all the artists that are doing their thing. But when you come to spoken word entertainment, it's like we feeling like certain vibes, man. It's like your vibes got to be it has to coincide with our methods of thinking, our thought processes, and what we're promoting is we're promoting talented artists And we're asking all artists to take it to another level. Have something positive to say. Don't come over here using all that profanity, that, the degrading music and lyrics and talking about sexual innuendos or, you know, things like that. Because we don't promote that stuff, eroticism, all the profanity. We don't promote that type of stuff. We promote all positive stuff, man.
Right. So and see, the good thing is, I'm glad to hear you say that. And it's a lot of individuals that talk about they don't listen to this type of music. They don't listen to hip hop. It's done when crazy individuals are talking about nothing. But they don't promote the conscious music. And so that's why I'm glad that we do have individuals like you that are giving individuals like me a format to spread my words. So I mean
It's because of brothers like you that paved the way for guys like us coming through, man. It's like without brothers like yourself on a positive note, Common, Mos Def, you know, guys like that. I mean, there's so many that I can name, but we know who they are. They, you know, they trendsetters, they pacemakers. That it's like they open the door for us. Like the brother Kamal, you know, he's a director, a CEO. He was on last week, man.
That's,
you know,
my man.
Mad respect and reverence to everybody, man, because it's like in this game, there are no big eyes and little U's. We all in this piece together because this world's like one puzzle. Everybody's got a part of that puzzle or that pie. It's just up to you to determine what size you're going to get or what piece of the puzzle you're going to be.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So
I heard somebody said something not too long ago. They was like, everybody in this game is not designed to be. It's not meant for everybody in this game to be rich, and that's a true statement right there. A lot of people get into the music industry, and I talk to a lot of artists. I also do a lot as far as with tours. I set up tours for artists, airplay, different things of that nature. But I hear individuals say, yo, I'm strictly in this for the money. I love hip hop, and I'm doing this strictly for the money. I'm trying to get rich. Lil Wayne made $47 million last year. Kanye made such and such million last year. I'm strictly in it for the money. Everybody's not. I mean, the way it's designed, everybody can't get rich, you know. But I think that when you're looking at, I'm just trying to get rich, I think you compromise your music, you know.
Yeah.
Me personally, I like to go inside myself and create something with no boundaries. I mean, of course, I know I have to keep it. With everything you do, there's a certain level of responsibility that you have to accept. So I can't just say anything. But I like the fact that I can go inside myself and just create, you know. And It's not about, okay, well, I hope this project, this piece moves 3 million units or a million units or 500,000 units for that matter. That's not the forethought in my head. That's not the first thing that I'm thinking about in my head. Now, well, my peoples, don't get me wrong, they're worried about sales. But, you know, that's why I have them there. I mean, that's their job to worry about. I just want to go inside myself and create something with substance. You know, it's the return of intellect.
Yeah, that's good that you mentioned that because you spoke about respect, but the headpiece is accountability. We are all going to be accountable for what we say and what comes out of our mouths through, you know, whether it's through spoken word, through music, or what have you. And it's key that you mention that because a lot of these cats, they in it for fame and money and not for the cause of an uplifting development of our mental state and, you know, to send positive messages of hope to our youth in this day and age of degrading music and deteriorating, you know, the mindset is just totally off and it's whack. You know, you got these cats, they just want to battle, and they battling about stuff that don't even make any sense. You know, to you and I, it's like they just talking. For what? They just wasting time. You got brothers like The Last Poets, Avi O'Doul, W. Nelson, who's also part of The Last Poets, and all of these guys, man, and brothers like yourself that's on a more conscious level, and these brothers paved the way for us and still doing that for us, you know, those that are on a more conscious level or, you know, aspiring to become better individuals. And it's just like, you know, if they did that stuff then and we still having these problems today that they had back then, when are we going to learn our lesson? When are we going to just, like, sit down, shut up, and listen? When we, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, with that said, brother, go ahead and give us some of that positive stuff that you got to bless us with, and I'll be waiting on some more tracks from you, of course. So let's go ahead and do something live, man.
All right. This is some thought provoking. I like to stimulate thought. Hopefully this will do just that.
Okay.
All right. Does God work in mysterious ways? No, not nowadays. Ain't nothing mythical. It's all metaphysical, scientifical. The universe was born when the atom was split in two. The process that the atom was using while it was moving is fission and fusion. 10% know the truth, so they're abusing. 85% are stuck in a state of confusion. This gas was transparent, yet organic, and it on the planet. And with this energy binding field fascinating, it made this gas seem masculine. I'm asking them, why isn't this knowledge contributed? It's prohibited, but I'm quick to distribute it when I connect facts through raps and deliver it. Taking it deep to where the thought derived on the inside is how I strive. Peace. Yes.
And what was the name of that piece? That's
God works right there.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess one of the reasons why I wanted to go into that, why I went to that, a lot of people was like, man, that's too deep. You can't get nobody that. That's like, you're dead wrong, man. It's no such thing as too deep. I mean, I think when individuals say that, you're really sleeping on the intellectual capacity of the people of your peace. You know.
Right.
We got some intelligent individuals out here. We got individuals that's taking substances from the earth and mixing them with other elements and changing the structure of it and going out on the block and pushing it to making more money off of it because they're stretching it. So I mean, we're dealing with a lot of little scientists over here. So I don't think it's too deep. I don't think nothing is too deep. You know.
Right.
I mean, and if they didn't catch, I mean, if it's not caught the first time, the beauty about it is that, you know, it's like a good song. I like music. I like something that transcends time. I think a good song is something that transcends time, what's going on. It's a lot of songs I can name, but I'm going to just like with the what's going on. It was relevant at that day and time when it came out, and it's still relevant today,
mm-hmm.
You know. So and I think that's something that I think that that's when you really have a good project, when it can actually transcend space and time, when it's not just relevant for today, but it's not just relevant today. Tomorrow it still have meaning, you know. And so that's what I'm about right there. That's what I'm about
and
right there.
Because you're right in the conscious level, man, and you just you're bringing a message again, a message of hope. You know, you're promoting literacy through spoken word and the arts, which is a great thing. It's a very, very dynamic thing, you know, that you're doing. And, you know, we definitely applaud that, man. Definitely.
Thank you.
I'm going to see if I pull that up real quick. I just uploaded it, so we're going to give it a couple more minutes. And then, you're going to give them an opportunity to listen to that piece in case, like you said, somebody might have missed it the first time. So.
Yeah, that's positive.
Two times to get it, so
we're
going to get it.
That's positive right there. I got some more material coming over to you as we speak.
Okay, cool.
So that's definitely positive right there. I want to give a big shout-out to Adele. Adele, I know you're listening.
but she
works hard. She works hard to help get the word out. And I think that when you run across people that are, I mean, because a lot of times we're good at saying that we don't get support for this, and we don't see this, and this individual's not supporting this. But when you find those individuals that are supporting it, a lot of times they don't get their props, they don't get their just due. So I just want to make sure I give her just due because she works extremely hard.
Yeah, that sister, she's always on the grind, and, you know, I'm always mentioning that a lot, and I remember when she first started, you know, doing some commercials and stuff with us, I just thought it was great, and now she's on doing her thing, she's Dale's connections, and she's making mad connections, and, you know, mad props to her, and then also Bill Peters as well, you know, great positive support, you know, doing this thing, and we always appreciate brothers like him, as well.
You mentioned Mac Maul earlier. Come on, he's definitely doing it big. He's definitely doing it big. That's my man right there. He deserves all the he works hard, so he deserves all the everything that, every good fortune that comes towards him, he deserves it, you know.
Yes. Yes. And we had him on last week, and he was doing having a family outing at the out at the park, and his son or his children, one of them, I think it was his son, and saw a deer, and the deer just like came out, the deer just chilling. I mean, the deer ain't fearing nothing, and then the son, he like, man, let me go over to the deer and talk to the deer and face the deer, right? And then Kamal like, no, son, you can't go up and talk to the deer, man. Matter of fact, let's go to the car. He's like, let's move away from the deer and go to the car. And so, I thought that was real, cool, because he was trying to educate. He was educating at the same time. Let him know, hey, there's boundaries. There's boundaries that you cannot cross. There's boundaries that are, set in place for a particular reason. But give me one second here. I think everything is coming up okay. Let me just find it. We got to take a quick
song
break.
Say it again.
Go ahead. Do another piece,
Bob. Okay. Something else. Okay. The game was sold to the highest bidder, hardest hitter, or gritter. Kids are getting bitter, consuming our litter. Telling stories all candid about what your man did, the next man planned it. You said you done it, so now you're branded as a seller of false glories. Teller of stories, surely placed in the same categories as actors and actresses. Petty people that be pushing packages for accurates. Whatever happened to educational and cultural enhancement? We're killing our own for financial advancement. We're supposed to transcend, build a heavenly mansion, a piece of happiness so that our grands can obtain the same without being a pawn in the game. Instead, his nuts get harnessed in vain. It's a shame he fell victim to a man's game, so he ran game for a brand name pair of clothes. On a material plane, he's froze. So that's another something right there.
Okay.
I'm sending you over a joint right now that basically got everything started for me. As far as on that put my name out there on the international level. So you should have that over there now. I think that the growth has come a long way since then. I'm matured a lot since then. My subject matter, I think it got a little bit deeper. Back then, I was kind of confined. I was caught up in a box back then. I had to write a song about this or write a song about this. I wasn't able to go inside myself. The executives, they felt that my audience or that my base wouldn't be able to understand or relate to me, and I would lose them. I don't know. Some people said that. Some people would still agree to that to this day, but I don't agree to that. I think that I think when you do that, you just take away from the intellectual capacity of your target audience. My target audience basically are the inner city individuals in the inner cities in the urban environment. That's where the highest dropout rates is. That's where the highest crime rates are. So those are the ones I'm building with. Those are the ones I want to communicate with. Those are the ones that need me. They're extremely intelligent, extremely crafty. So the thing is, I'm quite sure they can feed it. I mean, they can digest what's being fed to them.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still uploading them, and they're coming through. I'm going to go ahead and play this first piece that you sent me that you've just done, and this is Noah, guys. God works. Check it out. Listen to it. I see callers calling in. Great. I see Eric 0318. Just stay on the line, and we'll get you on in just a minute. You guys are listening to Noah here on Spoken Word Entertainment. I'll beat you on live radio show. We'll be back with more. Peace and blessings.
Does God work in mysterious ways? No, not nowadays. Ain't nothing mythical, so metaphysical, scientifical. The universe was born when the atom was split in two. The process that it was using while it was moving is fission and fusion. 10% know the truth, so they're abusing. 85% is stuck in a state of confusion. This gas was transparent yet organic, and it born the planet. And with this energy binding field fastener, it made this gas seem masculine. I'm asking them, why isn't this knowledge contributed? It's prohibited, but I'm quick to deliver it when I connect facts through raps and distribute it. Taking it deep to where the thought derived on the inside is how I strive. Peace. Peace.
That was that piece, God Works. You guys, we're going to go to the phone lines real quick. We have another caller on the line. When I open up your phone line, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and if you have a piece you'd like to share or like to speak to Noah, you can do so at that time. And then we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more from Noah. Area code 318, your phone line is open. Please tell us your name or where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Future, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings, Queens. Good to have you on. You like to say something to Noah, our featured guest on today's show?
Yeah, hey, Noah, how you doing?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm good. I like your work, your voice, your vibes, all that good stuff. I pray that God take you further than you could even imagine. You know, I think that positive messages are important today, and that you find your audience and this generation here, they want to hear the truth, you know, and after they go out there and they discover that the dancing and the rollies and all that didn't get it for them, then they want to hear what's really going to help them.
Right.
You know, what is life? You know, that's like what's it called? In the Bible, E-C-C-L-E something.
Ecclesiastes.
Yeah. In the end, Noah, or whoever that was, he said it was all vanities. You know, in the end, when they discover that it really wasn't that much to it, then they're going to want to subscribe to the truth. And,
well, I think... Oh, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, what I was going to say, as far as like with the vanity and all that that exists now, I think that the way society is designed, we're caught up in that which is superficial. We're caught up in the stuff that has no substantial value. I mean, it has no meaning. A lot of the urban youth are caught up in the money. They're caught up in the jewelry. They're caught up in the items, you know. Stuff that has no value, actually has no value, but it has value to them because it raises the self-esteem level. So I think that what we have to do is we have to implement some type of campaign dealing with self-empowerment, which is going to take them inside and make them analyze it, or it's going to make them face the things that they're dealing with themselves. I think by doing that, individuals' awareness level become automatically raised because, for one, you challenge your problem because you're the only thing that can stop you from attaining or from acquiring anything. So, for one, you challenge the problem, you face it head on. And for two, because you took the time to, because you were able to recognize it and you took the time to challenge it, I think you're able to understand it a little better. And you're able to understand how society at a large works a little bit better. And you see your role in it and you play you start playing a different role. The youth out here today, they're warriors. Those are soldiers out there. They're just misled. They have no direction. They have no one to guide them, no one to lead them. A man told me, if you want to change society, make a movie, because they'll watch it. But they're not going to read a book, but they'll watch the movie. That's basically what we're doing. I'm just trying to paint a picture with words.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what I was going to say, too, is that a lot of times, you know, their fixes are temporary. Take, like, for instance, like marijuana or drugs, and
right.
Then it's your friend. And then when you realize that it's not going to solve your problem, it's sucking your money, it's burning up your brain cells, then it becomes your enemy.
Right.
And you're pissed off at it, and you want to know what really works, especially when you get, like, in your 30s and 40s and you're legs start aching and you can't remember like you used to and you can't wind
right.
it down to the floor, you know, then man starts questioning, why am I really here? You know, it's got to be more. And when these people start disappointing you and letting you down and you don't have the money to pay your rent, you know, all these, you have kids and you can't control them, you know, your baby daddy beats you up, your wife leave you. See, all these things will cause man to say, you know what, that car out there can't do anything for me right now.
Right.
You know, it's got to be something a little bit bigger than me out there.
Right.
But, I wanted to say that a lot of times when you're an unknown and you're unheard of, that people don't want anything to do with you, but then when you bloom, then people want something to do with you.
Oh, yeah, they was with you from day one after you blew. They'll
right.
tell you they was with you from day one after you blew. But, I mean, you can't that's how people do. You know who's really with you, and I mean, it shows, you know. I mean, words are beautiful, but actions are supreme. So, I mean, you can – people are going to come, and they're going to tell you a little bit of anything, but if you watch the actions, that's going to show it all, you know. That's going to show it all.
Okay, let me say this.
That's it. That's definitely it, man. And you guys are hitting it right on the head. You know, you always know the tree by the fruit that it bears. You know,
that's it.
You always know it.
Well,
future,
but apple can't bring forth no oranges.
Right. You're right about that. Future, did you have a piece that you'd like to share with us as well?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. It's called Bloom.
Okay,
when the flowers bloom, man wants to pick you, set you on his table at noon. Women, too. And when you bloom, people want to show you off to strangers, introduce you to danger. I was once untouchable, now touched too much by many folks, and my fragrance bum rushed the hot, leaving a delicate dust upon the butt. And I'm not quite used to extraordinary attention. My complaints come in three dimensions. The whole time I was a bud, you put me down with your five senses, but I still got my feet on the ground.
Oh.
I like that.
Yes, yes.
That was short, sweet, direct, to the point. And it's like, if you didn't get that, it ain't for you.
It was soulful, the delivery. It was soulful.
Yes,
yes. That's what I love, the soul.
Thank you so much. Most people think I'm a white girl. I'm just black.
Oh, yeah, you just sound white. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. I'm from Cali, but I went to school at the seashore, so a lot of times I was the only black girl in the classroom.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I think it's just Cali, period. I'm just playing. But I notice a lot of people from out west, when they come out east, a lot of original people, they do sound talk like a white person, I guess, or have that. I guess every region has its own slang or its I don't want to say dialect, but its own play on words, the way they pronounce words or enunciate, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So but that's something small that everyone should be able to get over and get beyond. No, that your poetry was beautiful.
Thank you. You know, another thing that saddens me in life is that it's kind of like the people that are single, they kind of throw the opposite sex in a boat and say that they're all no good. You know, where are the good men at? You know, as if everybody that God created, you know, transformed themselves into being this horrible person. And the only good people that are walking the earth are the married people. And that makes me feel sad.
It's not always so true. But listen, and guys, we have a few callers that's been on for a while. I want to go ahead and get area code 618 on the phone line. Guys, if you're calling in, please press the number 1. That way I'll know that you have something on your mind you like to share. Area code 618, I'll open up your phone line in just a few moments. Future, I'm going to mute your phone line, and then I'll come back to you after the commercial break. Erico 856, I'll be opening up your phone line in just a few minutes as well. Erico 618, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and if you have any questions or thoughts or comments for Noah, now's the time to do so. Erico 618, your phone line is open. TJ, your phone line is open. Okay, we're going to come back to that caller. We're going to go to Erico 856. Erico 856, please tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, Yach, this is Bill. How you doing, man? Brother, no, greetings.
Nice to meet you,
Bill. How you doing,
how you guys doing, man? Man, I'm really enjoying this. This is it looks like a mirror to me. You know what I mean, Yach? You know, Brother Yach speaks the same stuff. No, it's such an uplifting experience to hear your words, to hear
Thank
the oneness
you.
Of the message, man. You know what I mean? That's really where it's at. You know, it's confirming. Because a lot of times, as you know, being out here as writers and, you know, spitting this stuff out, that positivity and coming together and cleaning our acts up collectively, you know, it's a lot of times we feel like we're alone, you know.
Yeah.
But I just want to commend you, man, for what you're doing, man. And like you said, it's all about the message. Let the other people do the work. People, like, I got to give a shout-out to Adele. Because had it not been for her, Yach, myself, yourself, and a whole bunch of other folks would not have been connected. So
exactly.
I celebrate Adele Connections also, reference to work that she's doing. I mean, amazing lady.
Now, you know, we got Bill on the phone. Bill, you know, I have to ask you the ultimate question. Last time we talked, you had about 12 published books and 5 on in the back burner. How many are we at now?
Well, you know, I'm still writing, you know, like,
okay.
I guess they got to find an editor, and just like you found one for a short moment, I got to find someone to help me format all this stuff, man, because, you know, like, it just flows, and I just record it, you know?
Yeah,
So I know in the next couple of months, hopefully I can get about 3 or 4 more out there, you know, but,
okay.
But it's still flowing.
Well,
Foss is still
and
on.
And we look forward to that, as always, brother. It's always a pleasure having you on. We appreciate your energy and spirit. Did you have a piece that you'd like to share with us as well before we take our commercial break?
Okay, let me see. I was listening to Noah, and, you know, as Noah, you know what's up. You know, like, as we hear it, you know, we become inspired, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do this one. It's called At Ground Zero, and this is Noah, this is a celebration to you, Brother Yach, Dell, and all of us that are out there, you know, hitting it at the base, and this is called At Ground Zero. At ground zero, there is a point where all comes together, that sacred joint, which all was spawned where time began, where the breath of life from Father Pan. As we journey back to the one, still man of battle must be won. So gird thy loin with the sacred word, and let thy heart love be heard. For 'tis only love that saves thy soul, the sacred language that pays the toll. At ground zero, there is a point where all comes together, that sacred joint.
That's beautiful. Ground zero.
That's real. That's true. Ground zero. Back at one.
Back at one.
Gray sheet. Gray sheet.
Oh, actually,
and
before one, at zero.
Yeah. Gray sheet, a new beginning. You know,
right.
That's what
right.
it's all about, creating a new beginning. And not the beginning, but a new beginning. All right, you guys are listening to Spoken Word Entertainment. We're going to take a break. Erico 618, we're going to come back to you. If you're listening, press the number 1. Erico 618, press the number 1. If you have something that you'd like to say on today's DTR radio show, we'd love to hear your thoughts, comment, and, you know, at least, you know, say hi to Noah. Say hi to Bill. We'll be back with more Spoken Word Entertainment. Noah, question. Other Side of Freedom is one of your pieces as well, right?
Could you repeat that?
The Other Side of Freedom, is that one of your pieces as well?
It's just freedom, not The Other Side, just freedom.
Okay. So I have free. Okay, I don't know where that is. Okay, great. So we have some more songs from Noah coming up, and we'll play those in just a few moments. We're going back to the phone line, Erico 618. We're going to try you one more time. Bill, I'm muting your phone line. We're going to a break next. Erico 618, your phone line is open. Please tell us your name, where you're calling from. Erico 618, hi. Okay, I guess they're not talking right now. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to play a few of Noah's pieces. This piece is Freedom.
Feeling. sign to the coldest crimes. With the sciences from the older guys, my mind's defining this, ideas designing this. Weight of my thoughts correspond to splits. I'm rugged like dungarees and run with thieves and grown the G's. With visions of men hung in trees. Control scenes, only a few new, even less seen. Finesse schemes turn dreams to cream. Slow to pull the cash out, known to go the fast route. A punk's the buck, I'ma knock his ass out. Knowledge with the mass black, lid on a fast track. Knowledge be guard, I'm a class act. I'm too strong and too black. I'ma move even if you slack. I pursue that, daddy do that. Society status shoots up, but these poop us get souped up. I gotta recoup, what? Traitors misled by missionaries. So in the wilderness, our position varies. Rivals, we wrote our dictionaries, books, and Bibles. Took our cultures and gave us religions with Bibles. First the cave man had to break a brave man before he could make a slave man. Imagine the anguish in a soul when the language is stolen. Lives are sold, minds are sold. Gods get whipped, transported, chains and ships. Families ripped apart, no close relation. Minimum food, no education. Minimum clothing, minimum shelter. Black girls being raped daily, no one can help her. Feeling demoralized, the stomach rise. The results of half rich news pushed through black thighs. This could be our demise, but we rise. Journal. On your cross, I burn you. You couldn't destroy me, I'm eternal. I blow up brains like varicose veins. The energy is drained if you can't rise above the plane of six. Your wig got peeled back when the steel clap, which opens the seventh seal, but you conceal that. And avidly, you get mad at me, cause gradually I got the cure for my people's savagery. Dominant brain cells prevails with more pulls than gravity. Meaning, every land I go to, I'm cleaning. Leaving sheets of clothing for the meek and frozen. Brainstorming only leads to reforming. Knowledge is born in. I get deeper than the earth's coring. Possibilities for change I'm exploring daily. I'm growing cause I'm knowing where I'm going. Staying positive because I'm reaping what I'm sowing.
God works, God works, and there is no one.
Yeah. Picture this. Okay. Picture this.
nice. No conflicts or fights. Laying back on some carbs, clearing our conscience. No nonsense, that's that dance. Relaxing and rubbing you, mentally loving you. Communicate, trying to discover new points of interest. The conversation is intense. Smell of the incense has you defenseless. I caress your mind with thoughts as pure as my sign. Parallel line, our souls intertwined. On a divine plane, no mind game. Indian summer together we find fame. Seven's my number, six is yours. Together we master politics and laws. Ballers, shot callers, tricks and whores. We stick to chores. Made a movie, the script is yours. Violators get hit from the spit of fours.
Welcome, welcome back, welcome back. You guys are listening to Spoken Word Entertainment. Our phone line is like full, so we're gonna go back to the phone line. The phone lines are jumping off the hook. We're loving that. Those were tracks from Noah, No One, and Freedom, and we've also played a few other pieces by Noah as well. God Works. So we're going back to the phone lines. Area code 609. Your phone line is open. I believe that's our good friend Adele.
Yes,
Noah, your
it
phone
is.
Line is open now. Hey, peace and blessings, Queen Bill. Your phone line is also open now. Future, your phone line is open now. Adele, talk to us. How are you?
Hello. I am doing fine, thank you. Noah, hello. How are you?
Fine, and yourself?
I am doing fine. I am
so
proud
of you. I knew you couldn't stay away. I seen the chat line. They said you was on the road. But I was like, he's calling and what?
That is true. You know I'm gonna stop somewhere so that I can call in and support you, because you know how I feel about you, and I just love your music, and you were just amazing. Your music is amazing. Your personality and everything, just everything about you. You're such a sweet person and so easy to speak to too, and I'm just so proud of you and proud of all that you were doing.
Thank you.
And I just had to call and let you know. I just had to call and let you know about that.
Oh, that's positive. That's positive. We gave you a couple big shout-outs earlier.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Noah.
Well,
I'm blushing.
We got to support Adele. She's supporting us and everything that she's doing. Guys, come on over to Adele's Connections. One of our name sites, the information is posted inside of our chat room. Guys, the phone lines are just like blazing off the hook. Noah, I mean, you're off the charts, bro. We've already talked about that, you know, man. You know, we love you. Bless us with your voice and everything. We have a few callers on the line. Area code 856. We have two 856s. Both of your phone lines are open right now. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Erico 856.
My name is Mark Wanzer.
Hey, peace and blessings, Mark. It's good to have you on, man.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have you on. I just got to uploading your music for the next hour or two. So that's good, man. We got a full house. It's great. I got another 856 on hold as well. Okay, looks like they just hung up. All right, that's cool. So, yeah, you know, we appreciate your support. Anything you want to say to Noah and Adele?
I'm sorry.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to Noah and Adele?
Oh, yeah. I just want to say hi to Adele. I just talked to her a little while ago. So,
hi, Mark. Yes, you talked to me while I was fine. Thank you. You talked to me while I was on the road.
All right, how are you doing? You made it, huh?
I finally made it so I could stop and say hi to you guys. I wanted to definitely give you all my support, all of you, because I'm so proud of each and every one of you guys.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate that. All right, we're going to take our other caller. Erico 856, your phone line is open. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
I'm Mark Woods, calling from Berlin.
Hey, what's going on, Mark? Hi,
Mark.
Marcy, stay alone. Everybody's on.
That's good, guys.
That's good.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good.
Good.
But I'm doing all right.
Okay.
It's a lot of love up in here. Guys. Noah, any other thoughts, words, or anything you'd like to say to our youth, message of hope, or anything to our listeners, anything at all that you'd like to say? Also, I want to remind you guys that have called in and supported our show, either on the phone line or inside of our chat room, please do not hesitate to post your website information inside of our chat room so that artists and people, supporters, can go and check you out and support you. Again, if you have called in on our phone line or supported us inside of our chat room, please post your information at this time. All right, go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's been a lot of love. A lot of love is shown. I just want to say tell a friend to tell a friend. If you support conscious music, a conscious format, platform, tell a friend to tell a friend about it. And word of mouth is the biggest form of advertisement. And that's basically all I want to say.
Good deal, man. We appreciate that so much. It's been a blessing having you on, man. We appreciate you. You know, feel free to come on. Again, man, we do this each and every weekend, every Saturday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Next hour, guys, we have Mark Wanzer and Mark Woods coming up. We're going to be playing a few gospel tracks, and we're going to be hearing from these phenomenal individuals. William Bill Peters, our friend, also going to be calling on again. And Adele, of course, you know, she's connecting us with everybody. Spirit. I mean, this woman has a spirit and a heart of gold. No,
yeah.
You're more than welcome to stay on the next hour. If you have to go, we totally understand, my brother. Again, it's been a pleasure having you on, Noah. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a good day.
I'm
going to stay on the line. There's a lot of talent up here. I'm going to stay on the line and hear what I can hear. Well, I mean, I'm going to stay on the stay in the chat room and hear what I can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Still participate. But,
okay, good deal.
Peace.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you.
So you guys will listen to the words of Noah and his spoken word poetry. I'm going to play another piece by him. I mean, that brother's talented, and the phone lines are still ringing off the hook, so all the phone lines are open. Future, your phone line is open. I'm going to bring you back on it's still top of the hour. I'm going to bring you on now. After our commercial break, I'm going to play a piece again by Noah. This piece is entitled Freedom, and then I'm going to have you come on, Future, and do a piece.
What is cold assigned to the coldest crime? With the sciences from the older guys, my mind's confining this, ideas designing it. Freedom, my thoughts correspond to split. I'm rugged like dungarees and run with thieves and grown with G's, with visions of men hung in trees. Control scenes, only a few new, even less seen. Finesse schemes turn dreams to cream. Slow to pull the cash out, known to go the fast route. A punk step up, I'ma knock his ass out. Knowledge with the mask, black lid on a fast track. Knowledge be guard, I'm a class act. I'm too strong and too black. I'ma move even if you slack. I pursue that, daddy do that. Society status shoots up, but these poop puss get pooped up. I gotta recoup, what? Traitors, misled by missionaries. So in the wilderness, our position varies. rivals. We wrote all dictionaries, books, and Bibles. Took our cultures and gave us religions with Bibles. First the cage, man, had to break a brave man before he could make a slave, man. Imagine the anguish in a soul when the language is stolen. Lines are sold, wines are sold. Guys get whipped, transported, changed, and shifted. Families ripped apart, no close relation. Minimum food, no education. Minimum clothing, minimum shelter. Black girls being raped daily, no one can help her. Feeling demoralized, the stomach rise. The results of past rituals pushed through black thighs. This could be our demise, but we rise. Journal. On your cross, I burn you. You couldn't destroy me, I'm eternal. I blow up brains like varicose veins. The energy is drained if you can't rise above the plane of six. Your wig got peeled back when the steel clap, which opens the seven seal, but you conceal that. And avidly, you get mad at me, cause gradually I got the cure for my people's savagery. Dominant brain cells prevails with more pull than gravity. Meaning, every land I go through, I'm cleaning. Leaving sheets of clothing for the meek and frozen. Brainstorming only leads to reforming. Knowledge is born in. I get deeper than the earth's coring. Possibilities for change I'm exploring daily. I'm growing cause I'm knowing where I'm going. Staying positive because I'm reaping what I'm sowing.
All right, guys, that was Noah Freedom. We're going back to the phone lines, and we're going to hear a piece from our dear friend, Future, and the other phone lines will remain open. Go ahead, Future, do your thing, Queen.
Can it be about relationships?
It can be about whatever, as long as it's clean.
As long as it's clean.
It's a good thing.
Okay. I want guys to know that there's good women out there and that they deserve a good woman. You know, that they don't have to settle for less, and don't waste your nickels on strange flesh. You know, like, save your stuff so that when you and your wife hook up, that you guys can have the best of everything. That you're not just stuck with, that you're not broke and just stuck with a lot of useless memories. That's what I want to say. You deserve a well-groomed, elegant, voluptuous, not a bitch. A woman that can help you through life a perfect pitch. A woman who licks circles around your belly without being in the same room. She's at the deli. Yeah, you deserve a fine chick to simmer your red beans and make sure your steaks don't bleed. Oh, baby, don't go too deep in what you think you need, because what you need just might be right there at your feet. And, yeah, you deserve a fine chick to plant your seed in, a chaste woman, one that God calls friends. Oh, baby, don't go too deep in what you think you need, because what you need just might be right there at your feet. Perhaps you'll have her singing a song in the end.
Thank you. That was Future. Future, be sure to post your email information or your website information inside of our chat room.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're going back to the phone lines, and we have some other Future guests on today's show. I'm opening up all of the phone lines. Again, that was Future. Thank you so much, Queen. We appreciate you blessing us. All right. The first up, we are going to have Adele, because she's going to have to help me sort through some of this stuff. So we have Adele. Your phone line is open. Okay, great. And I'm opening up Eric. Oh, there's three 856s. 856, your phone line is open. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. I'm not certain if that's Bill, Mark, or Mark.
Okay. Well, also there's Keith too. So they're probably all calling from the 856 number.
Okay. 856 is your phone lines are open. I have two hands that are up. Guys, if you want to say something, press number one. That way I'll know that that you're calling in to say something. Okay, I think I have both Mark's phone lines open and available. Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, that was Mark Woods. Mm-hmm.
This is Keith.
Okay.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, hey, Adele.
Okay, we got Keith on. Peace and blessings. How are you?
Good. I'm blessed. How are you, sir?
All right, I'm doing great. I'm doing blessed, man. I'm really blessed to have you guys on our show today. Mark, this is Mark Woods. All right. Mark Woods, I'll have you go ahead and kick it off. Adele, if you can kind of give a nice intro of our beloved brother and friend, you know, that'd be appreciative as well. That's your place to do that. You can do it better than I.
Okay. The first one we're speaking about is Mark Woods. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark Woods, the word that I always use to describe Mark is unique. And what is so unique about Mark is he is amazing when he sings because it sounds like, in his songs, it sounds like there are three or four people singing with him, when actually Mark is doing every single part himself. So that is what is so unique and amazing about Mark. Mark C. Woods. And he's a great person. Love him to death.
Thank you.
Well, we love you to life. We love you to life. You got to Do Right is the name of your piece, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to play You Got to Do Right in just a few moments by Mr. Mark Woods, and then he's going to tell all of you delightful people what inspired him, how long he's been in the music performing industry, and we're going to get up in person with Mark Woods on this hour. We have about 48 minutes remaining of this show, and the phone lines are still ringing off the hook. We love you guys. We love you so much. Here is You Got to Do Right by Mark Woods. You're hearing it here on Spoken Word Entertainment.
Well, there's no need in standing up for the right unless you're going to stand up against the wrong. Tell me how you're going to ever stop from being weak, unless you make your mind up to be strong. You got to do right, 'cause it won't be long. Boom ba ba doom ba doom ba doom ba ba doom ba doom ba doom ba. Ba-doom-ba-doom-ba-doom-ba. Let me tell you, it's not easy to love your enemy, but it's very easy to love your friend. You got to live the life, the Bible says, and let the love of God come in. You got to do right, 'cause it won't be long. Don't you wanna love him better? Don't you wanna love him more? Don't you hear the Savior knocking? He's knocking at your door. So you better make haste to meet your Maker, or you got to deal with the Undertaker. He will take you right now if you're willing. Don't you know the Bible is fulfilling? You got to do right, 'cause it won't be long. Don't you wanna love him better? Don't you wanna love him more? Don't you hear the Savior knocking? He's knocking at your door. So you better make haste to meet your Maker, or you got to deal with the Undertaker. He will take you right now if you're willing. Don't you know the Bible is fulfilling? You got to do right, 'cause it won't be long. it won't be long. You got to do right, 'cause it won't be long. It won't be long. You got to do right. Go on and live the life. You got to do right. Go on and live the life. You got to do right. Go on and live the life. You got to do right. Go on and live the life. You got to do right. You know. You got to do right. To do. Don't you know? You got to do right. To do. Don't you know? You got to do right. To do. Don't you know? You got to do right. To do. Don't you know? You got to do right. To do. Don't you know? You got to do right. To do. Don't you know? You got to do right. To do. Don't you know? You got to do right. To do right. Right.
Don't you know? You got to do right. You got to do right. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You got to do right. Period. Those are words, very powerful words, meanings of truth, divine inspiration by Mark Woods. You got to do right. Tell us more about that piece, Mark. I mean, the words are kind of, you know, pretty self-explanatory. What you mean, you're, you know, right to the point. tell us the root of that. What really inspired that? You understand you have a strong belief in God, and it resonates through your music and your lyrics. Tell us a little bit more about that, about you, how long you've been in to the writing industry or in the industry.
Well, I first came in the music, into singing, from actually Billy Peters' mom. She used to put us up in the front of the church to sing, and I've been singing ever since I was about 6 years old. And as far as the of the song, you know, I really just believe that life is simple, and life is about how we impact people, and we will either impact people good or bad, you know. And you have a whole lot of religion and all this other talk, but it's not really about so much about your religion, but about your character.
That's
and,
right.
And how you treat people.
That's it. That's
you know,
it.
And I want my music and what I do to reflect positive living and helping people. Because, you know, when you go to your grave, it's not on your tombstone how many cars you have or how big your house is, but it's what you're doing that echoes in eternity.
That's right. That's right. That's key. That's right. You can't take those valuable possessions with you. That's certain. You got to do right. You said that perfect. I mean, if I was the title of this show today, I would say, Spoken Word Entertainment, got to do right. Just got to do right, period.
That's right. You know, and that's what really matters in the world. It don't matter what religion you are. You know, a lot of people practice religion, but love and harmony is what the world is really about.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. You got to have that. You have to have love, harmony, peace, and empathetic people. We have to bring empathy back into humanity. You know, we have to love, respect, and understand the next person's feelings and what they're going through. Adele, you're live and on the air, and we have Erico 856 as well on the air. Tell us your name, 856. Okay, there's two,
this is Keith. Keith is here.
Oh, Direction 356. Okay, good deal. Keith, Adele, you guys have any words? And then Adele, go ahead and reintroduce Keith as well. We have Mark Woods on. We have Adele. We have Future on. We have Brother Keith on. Go ahead, Adele, please.
And I believe we also have Mark Wanzer on too, I think.
Let me check his hand up, but go ahead.
Okay. Keith is an amazing person. His music basically speaks for itself. When you hear it, it's just so I can't even explain it. His voice is so different, and he is actually a group. He's actually a member of Direction 356, and Keith will tell you what that actually stands for. And once he's told me that, that is what really just made me respect him even more. You know, I already respect him so much for what he did, but when he tells you what it stands for, you'll totally understand.
Okay, good deal, good deal. Can you give us a definition of 356? Tell us what that stands for, what it means.
Well, yes, I belong to a group. We're called Direction 356, and it's from the book of Proverbs, 3rd chapter, the 5th and the 6th verse, which explains to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
That's
and
it.
That's where the foundation of our group's from. Myself and Brother Leroy Brown, we're looking for a way to spread the gospel to people. We had played music in the world before, and now that we're saved, we decided it was time for us to do and work as hard as we did on the outside, on the inside for God.
Okay. And you guys have been together for how long, putting your music and tracks together?
We've been working together for about 6 years now. We've been working together for 6 years. The members, some of the members have changed. We've gone through things, as everyone does, but we've been able to hold ourselves together. We have a CD project right now called The Journey Begins, which we have sold personally, but we're looking to hope to be able to distribute it and really get it out to people soon.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you guys on, Mark Woods, Keith, guys. I'm just loving the energy. We had Bill on, we had Noah on. And Keith, as we're speaking, I'm looking for your tracks, actually. Adele, I'm actually looking for those tracks so that I can try to get them on here as well. I'm not seeing any uploaded presently.
Yeah. Oh, I sent everything. I did send in everything there.
Yeah, I'm looking. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking. I'm going to take a break in just a few moments. But
okay.
You guys are listening to Spoken Word Entertainment. You guys have very, very phenomenal talent on our show for today. You have Brother Keith, you have Brother Mark Woods and Brother Mark Wanzer, as well as Noah, who's been on, Brother William, a.k.a. Bill Peters, the father of writing. The father of writing. That brother writes so much. I thought I wrote a lot. Man, that brother writes and does his thing, I tell you. So yeah, we're gonna take a quick break and then we'll be back. And I've got to get those songs uploaded. Keith, my apologies. I am still looking to get those uploaded. Sometimes I have to delete other songs and put more on. But we're gonna do what we can to get you going. And let me ask you this other call. The phone lines are full. Area code 856. Yet again, tell us your name.
Yeah, this is Mark Wanzer.
Okay, good. Mark, we have you on. We're just about to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more from you guys. Mark, I did see one of your songs. I believe it is entitled, just give me a second, Miracles. I did see that.
Yeah.
And I have another piece. I'm not certain whose that is, Other Side of Freedom. Adele, does that ring a bell? Side of Freedom?
The Other Side of Freedom. Does that ring a bell with any of you guys?
Not with me.
That was Mark Woods?
For Noah.
No.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. I know that I did send all of the music.
Okay. Well, let me double check. I do have this. We're going to play this piece by Mark Wanzer. This piece is entitled Miracles, and then we'll be back. Adele, are you inside the chat room?
No, actually, I'm at an event, and I really can't stay on that much longer, but I just wanted to.
Okay.
I will hang on. I will definitely hang on.
All
All right, well, let me double check. We'll be right back after this break, guys.
Okay, okay.
If you don't believe that it's
piece was entitled Miracles. I want to welcome all of our guests inside of the chat room. For Justice Now, Direction 356, Future Talk Show Chick, Guest 1291, Guest 1343, Just Feel, Noah, Lady Blue, Alanis, Mark Gospel. I want to thank you guys for listening and tuning in to this spectacular show today. And we're going back to the phone lines. The phone lines are all open as of 3:00. Yeah, all the phone lines are open right now, guys. All right. I'm asking you guys to mute your phone lines. I'm getting a lot of feedback through the phone lines. Like, are there any background noises? Okay, that's a lot better. It's a lot better. The phone lines are all open. Okay, we have Adele on. We have Keith, Mark, and we have Future, and we have another 856. Keith, I'm not able to. I've been looking for your tracks. Keith, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I've been looking for your tracks. If I can't find them or upload them successfully within the 28 minutes that we have remaining, we're going to have you on again, of course. We can have you on as early as tomorrow if that doesn't conflict with your schedule. If you like, we could do another show with you on next Saturday. So I'm pretty open. And, yeah, I definitely apologize for that. I had everything uploaded, but obviously I don't have everything uploaded.
Right.
But hey guys, that piece was entitled again, Miracles, and that was by Mark Weinzer. All right, Mark Weinzer, tell us more about that piece, and
for
tell
her.
Us more about Adele.
For her.
Are you on?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, a lot of background noise, though.
Yeah, I'm going to try to mute some phone lines to minimize the background noises. Adele, I'm going to try to keep your phone line open.
Okay.
Mark Weinzer, give me the last two of the ending of your phone number. Is it 8736 or 28? Mark Weinzer? I think he's still on. Okay. All right, let me try again. All right, Mark, are you on? Adele, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Maybe they muted their phone line. All right, I got 3856s, and their phone lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hearing anything from them.
Hello?
So that was Mark Weiser's Miracle. Hi. Who's this?
It's Mark.
This is
okay,
Bill.
Okay, that's Mark Weiser. Oh, this Bill? Okay, Bill. Okay. All right, we have you on. Wow. Okay, we have another 856. Please tell me your name. Do we have Mark Weiser on? Do we have Keith on?
Yes, I'm still here. Keith is still here.
Okay, that sounded nice. I was wondering if that was part of what you guys are doing for the show. That was nice. All right, Adele, fill us in more about Mark Weinzer. We just played that Miracle piece by him. That was a real nice piece. You guys just heard that. And then Dale, we'll have you kind of fill in for Adele because I know she has to go in just a few moments.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Mark,
you need to change your name to Mother Adele.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Bill. Mark Weinzer, he is a wonderful person. His music is unbelievable. I believe how he says what he does is just like the love ballads that he grew up with. He loves singing like that type of tune, but he sings his love ballads to God. So his music is just beautiful. He is actually in a competition,
And he is in the fifth round, which is the final round, which will be December 6th, which is also Mark's birthday. So we're excited about that, too.
Great, 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 great. Looking forward to that, and we will always wish you the very, very best of luck in your endeavors and all of you guys. We appreciate all of you for calling in, taking time out of your much busy schedule and supporting Spoken Word Entertainment. I cannot stress, and I don't think I will be able to stress enough how deeply humbled I am. I'm very, very, very respectful. You guys are my elders, and I appreciate what you're doing, what all of you guys are doing. Heck, I think I'll probably, well, I'm not going to tell my age, but I'll probably be young. But, yeah, so I definitely appreciate that level of what you guys are doing. I have a deep respect and admiration for all of you guys. Most of you guys are calling from the same area. Mark, Bill, Dale, Keith. Yeah, I didn't forget him. Yeah, so I know all of you guys are pretty much in that same area. So what's that like? I mean, a night out with you guys, I mean, that's like, whew, that's a match made. That's a match made. I mean, talent beyond talent. I mean, all I got to do is sit back, relax, and just enjoy the rest of the night with you guys, because you guys are a live party.
Well, let me tell you this.
Elaborate.
Adele's the only outsider, you know, because actually all of us are from Chislehurst, New Jersey. You know?
Oh, really?
Absolutely. You know, this is it's a strange town in that, you know, a lot of this talent, and there's more talent. I mean, there's so much more talent in this town, and for some reason this town just kind of spits it out, you know. So we went outside to Cherry Hill to grab a mother to kind of guide us to it all.
Collaborate.
Tell you a little bit more about Mark Wanzer. Right now, he does have a CD out, and it's called Keeping the Faith, or Keep the Faith. And now, he's getting ready, matter of fact, he's already started working with any of you that are familiar in the music business, Norman Butch Ingram of the famous Ingram family. I've done shows and toured with Patti LaBelle and other great artists over the years. They also took a significant part in producing the Funk Brothers Motown special. Okay, so I just want to shout that out, that, you know, Mark is moving up, moving on, as are all the other artists that are here today. So.
That's good. I mean, you know, not only do we have talent, we have family ties. I mean, we have like a group of individuals that, you know, live in the same area, grew up together, support one another through, you know, good times, the hardship times, and, you know, this is a product, you know, living product. Bill, you know, he's 12 disciples, 12 books, you know, 12 books, and then, you know, you've got Mark Wanzer and Mark Woods and Keith. I mean, you guys are great. You know, I've listened to the few tracks that I do have of you guys, and I just love it. You know, I'm just, man, just ecstatic and, again, humbled to have you guys on. So if you guys have anything that you'd like to share, again, your phone lines are open. Feel free. You know, if you guys have messages of hope to our youth or to aspiring artists, what do you guys have to say, you know, to them to show them that, hey, there is hope, that there is a future, there is a brighter future for you, and we envision productive and progressive change.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, that's our thing. You know, you and I have talked many times about that, the empowering, you know, of the community, which has led you to what you're doing now. And, you know, that's such a significant thing. And then, you know, like, when we embrace that power, it just seems like the good things just gravitate towards us. You know, I had no plans to meet Adele, nor did I have any plans to ever be on the Yakanon show, nor did I know that Mark Wanzer sung when I first came back to my hometown, or that there was, you know, such brilliant, you know, musicians like Keith and Mark Woods, and but, you know, it just kind of grabbed it. Good things come to good things, and that's where it's at, you know. Yeah. But I have to commend you about the show. The show is where it's at for us.
Hey, man, you know, I just thank the divine creator for, you know, gifting me, and I'm just a vessel, man. I'm just a vessel. you know, just, you know, making these positive connections with you guys, you know, because you guys have been doing this a long time, and, you know, spirits, they unite, you know, they unite. So this is just cause and effect, you know.
Yeah. This is Keith, if you're able to hear me.
Yes, Keith, we can hear you. Go ahead, my brother.
I just wanted to mention, I know you were having a hard time with my songs, but one of the songs, and especially at this time of the year, one of the songs is called Thank You. So if I was to have a message for anyone that right now is to be thankful for all those things we have, and in the song it just speaks about the fact that we should be thankful for the time we have to spend with the families that we've been blessed with, and people should realize that life is short, but that God's really taking care of us, you know, and we just need to be so thankful for all he's done.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I am going to actually have to get ready to go. I do have an event that I'm at, but I wanted to say have fun. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. I love you guys so much. Love you guys to life. And just have a great time, okay? Thank you. Thank you all, and I will speak with you all later, okay? Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, guys, you're listening to Spoken Word Entertainment here on our BTR radio show. We're going to see if For Justice Now has a piece that she'd like to share with us. For Justice Now, a little bit about her organization, Mary Ellen. What she does is she has a prison ministry, and her prison ministry reaches out to women that are, you know, in the penal institution, and they share messages of hope through their poetry. I too am over a prison ministry over the men's department, and I you know, try my best to assist them as well. But we're going to see if we can have Justice For Now come on and share at least one piece with you guys. I'm chatting with her now. So we'll be back after this break, and here we go. Naila on the other side of the sky.
Though we may not understand, I know. I was blanking out.
All right, we're back, guys. We're back. We're back. We're back. I hear you guys loud and clear. All the phone lines are open. All the phone lines are open. That was Naila on the other side of the sky with us, just confirming. We have Mark Weinzer, Mark Woods, Keith Bill. We have all 856s.
Yes, I'm just Mark.
856 okay. In the house.
So we're all good. 856 is in the house. That was Naila on the other side of the sky. We're still, she actually lives in the UK. She was one of our featured guests here on our BTR radio show before. All right, looks like we have our caller. I believe that's for Justice Now. Is that Mary Ellen? Area code 201.
It is.
Hey, Mary Ellen. We were just talking about you guys. We have about 12 minutes remaining. Mary Ellen, Ellen is the sister that I was telling you guys about that's over the Women's Prison Ministry. And so always, each and every show, I do my best to have her do at least a poem or some poetry. And this is coming from Behind the Prison Walls. Go ahead, my sister.
This is entitled From Whence We Came.
Okay.
From whence we came, conception. The moment, blessed or cursed, through love or hate, innocent at birth, taught by circumstance, abused and beaten, violence, kill it, destroy it, dysfunction, destruction, stop the pain, silenced, from whence we came, rebirth, a lifetime, forgiveness, growth, never to return. From whence we came.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary Ellen. Thank you for that piece. Again, she recites poetry from the sisters, the women that are behind the bars in the penal or injustice system. And, you know, that's a message of hope. I like to think of it as a message of hope. She's doing a great thing. She's doing a great thing for us. So, Mary Ellen, you've listened to our show for the most part. We have 856 in the house. We have William Bill Peters. We have Brother Keith. We have both Marks, Weinzer and Mr. Woods. And let me double check. Who else we have on here? I think that's pretty much everyone. Yep. That's everyone. So we have five callers on the line. Are you guys having any thoughts?
That was good. That was good. I know. You know. I always have something to say. But you start spitting this poetry stuff. You know, I gotta give you one. Okay. And speaking of prison, this one is entitled My Prison. And what it's about how can we liberate ourselves, you know, and by changing our mentalities. But it's called My Prison. And it says, I have erected four walls that I call my jail. For it's inside my walls I cannot fail. Outside of my box in traps I am caught. They tempt me to see if my soul can be bought. My prison is safe by my own design. My light is filtered in, and my truths are sublime. Outside of my door, there is my own guard. No one may enter without their love card. I'm safe in my world, and the risks are few. Why I stay here, I have not a clue. But someday I'll leave, and that day is soon, for I hear my heart's piper playing Pan's tune. So I'll open that door, and then I will see a bigger prison built especially for me. So how do I escape? How can I be free? There is but one answer, and that is to be and stop building walls.
Good, Bill. I like that.
All right, Bill.
I love that.
The man. Go Peters.
Wow. Interesting. I love that. I wish I knew who's the artist behind this other track. I'm kind of hesitant to play it, but I'm curious to play it. It's The Other Side of Freedom. I don't remember who that is. All right. So I'm not going to play it. All right. Well, here's a piece entitled I Pray. That's by D.A. Smart and Gen X. So I'll play that track, and then we'll be back with more spoken word entertainment from our 856 family.
Down to y'all while I pray, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, I wanna give you my experience. Play on life than what I experience. Night on night, where my team fight for life where you boxed in. I wanna give a couple of samples, examples on how I make life a shambles. And also give a couple of candles, lights that help you handle life to gamble. See where I'm from, it was always dark. If life mimicked the art, it was always hard.
About 4 minutes remaining. You guys are listening to Spoken Word Entertainment. We have a new caller on the line, area code 610. Your phone line is open. Please tell us your name.
Hi, it's Lady Blue. I can't talk.
Blue, we love you.
Love you too. Because you can talk on the side of freedom. That's my piece.
Thank you so much. Okay, that's your piece. I'm trying to figure out whose piece is that. I didn't have a name by it, and I'm trying to figure out the whole show whose piece this is.
How
all right, we
can type it in there.
First, so
I thought you was joking. Then I said, "The note is my piece." So I typed it as mine in there. But, I'm gonna listen to the end of the show. I'm gonna stop talking. Because the more I talk, the more I cough, and it hurts.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I love you so much, and at the end of the show, I'll play that piece. I'll play that piece on the other side of the system.
Thank you
so much. I love you. Okay. Thank you. That's Lady Lynn Blue, guys. I call her Queen Blue. She's also a BTR radio talk show host here. She has shows on Sundays as well. And she does her thing. What is it, every second Sunday, every other Sunday?
It's on Saturday. Every third, fourth Saturday.
Every third and fourth Saturdays. Okay. All right. Guys, 856 family, you guys are still on. All the phone lines are open. You guys have any final words that you'd like to say before I play this last piece? We have about 2 minutes of live streaming time left of today's show.
I just want to say thank you for having us. You know, it's a pleasure being here as always, and we look forward to being back. And Keith, we're going to be listening to you tomorrow.
Great, good deal. We'd love to have you guys on. Here's The Other Side of Freedom by Lady Lynn Blue.
Nah, my child. Where's I? sweepers go. They'll say, who dare Jehovah? I should listen to him. Herod, absolute honor, men, powerful, strong, and kings go by. May Jehovah let him go. Then try to catch him again. That's when God won't fare to his end. Jah Jah is God, and his people, he defends. Same way, some had to be left in Egypt because they couldn't make the trip. Like me, they faith set them free. The revolts and protests and runaways and underground railroad, Nat Turner and abolitionists, what they did was fine. But it all come to fruition. When? Only in God's time. Place the freedom in your heart. Eyes know. Not that them white folks done let your body go. Knows that God that really make it so. They's murmur that I's crazy, but I struggled it long enough. I's like you, done suffered it through, but I's seen what God can do. Don't even know what's all in this here book, but I's knows what I's know. For me, the freedom I's trust. And don't have to see, cause I've got faith in God, the Almighty. One of these days, I'm gonna know every word. Not just the things I've heard, I'm gonna read about all the peace I need. That's good. Freedom that I've shown up here so folks will know.